Lord legal work. It wasn't until 1993, his book Unfinished, that Obama signed on with a small law firm known at the time as Davis, Minor, Barnhill, and Galland. The firm had a history in civil rights advocacy law, which most biographers again see as consistent with Obama's career record in public service activities. In deciding to work for a small civil rights advocacy firm, Obama again appeared to be passing up an opportunity for substantial financial gain. Or was he? Allison S. Davis, the lead partner in Davis, Minor, Barnhill, and Gallon, was a close business associate of Tony Rezko. Conveniently, the law firm represented Resmar. The record also shows Obama, after Davis left, took steps that helped Davis and Rezko in their business relationship. That was the heart of Hillary Clinton's charge against Obama in the South Carolina debate, that as an attorney, Obama had represented his campaign contributor, Rezko, in Rezko's questionable career as a slum landlord. Resmar was created in 1989. Over the next 9 years, Resmar got more than $100 million from the city, state, and federal government, plus bank loans, to rehabilitate 30 buildings in Chicago. 11 of the buildings were in the Illinois State Senate District Obama represented. Rezko's low-income housing projects were a disgrace. He had rehabbed apartments on the cheap and did not put aside enough money for repairs once the cheap heaters and low-quality appliances gave out. After a few years, Rezko's low-income housing buildings were typically plagued by vacant units, drug dealers, squatters, a lack of heat in the winter, and general disrepair. In every one of these low-income housing deals, lenders and investors lost money. But Rezko's company, Resmar, still got paid, typically first. Rezko and another partner, Daniel Mayrou, considered themselves not personally responsible for failed government or bank loans, and they still have not repaid the $50 million in federal tax credits they received to rehab the properties. Whatever happened, the money is gone. Investigative reporter Tim Novak at the Chicago Sun-Times, searching for a direct Obama-Rezko tie, exposed the fact that Obama wrote letters to city and state officials supporting his political patron Rezko's successful bid to get more than $14 million from taxpayers to build apartments for senior citizens. The letters appeared to contradict statements from Obama that he never did any favors for Rezko. Yet Obama's campaign characteristically denied Obama had been involved in working at the law firm for Rezko or his rehab projects. The senator, relatively inexperienced in this kind of work, was assigned to tasks appropriate for a junior lawyer. Robert Gibbs, a spokesman for Obama's presidential campaign, wrote in an email to the Sun-Times. To sum it up, Gibbs wrote, "Senator Obama does not remember having conversations with Tony Rezko about properties that he owned or specific issues related to those properties." Investigative reporter Novak was not convinced. Obama, who has worked as a lawyer and a legislator to improve living conditions for the poor, took campaign donations from Rezko, even as Rezko's low-income housing empire was collapsing, leaving many African-American families in buildings riddled with problems, including squalid living conditions, vacant apartments, lack of heat, squatters, and drug dealers. Novak cited one particular Rezco-owned property, noting, "For more than 5 weeks during the brutal winter of 1997, tenants shivered without heat in a government-subsidized apartment building on Chicago's South Side. While Rezco and Mehru could not find the money to get the heat back on, Resmar came up with $1,000 to give to the political campaign of Barack Obama, the newly elected state senator whose district included the unheated building. Obama objected to the Sun-Times attempt to tie him to Rezco, arguing that bootstrapping 5 or 6 hours of work that I did as an associate at a law firm was not equivalent to him helping a slum lord. The Sun-Times stressed to Obama that their questions were never so much about the number of hours Obama worked on the Rezco case, but why he continued to work for a law firm that had Rezco as a client. Though many of Rezco's projects were in Obama's district, Obama did not